Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we try that we could be somewhere.
Bando, but I got them back with a feeling beat.
your bitch. You up in my heart, but sit down for the 23. They come on a scale, loving this shit, feeling like Moolah B. Savings and lubricants, I hit the lottery. Bought me a bill, don't break down the shell, stuffing with cottage cheese. Tommy, my boxes is shipping some perkins, I'm breaking up broccoli. Don't come to my hood, we all on that shit, chop on Lucy.
No, you shouldn't. It's Girl Power Radio. It's your girl Desire Drink.
But it's still getting Power Radio in this bitch. We across the street from Sweetheart's Bar. What?
Okay, then.
Get it fucking popping. Before and afterwards.
Get it popping. We the pre-game to the night for tonight. So what's popping tonight, y'all?
I'm just saying, what is popping tonight? I know what's popping tonight here.
What's going on tonight?
I mean, we got a couple guests sliding through.
Who?
You know.
Who? Who, girl?
I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I mean, we might have some ha-ha laughs. You know, you never know. You never know. Dope music. You never know.
We always going to listen to some dope music. That's and we're true. Always going to have the best guests coming through Girl Power Radio at all times.
Of course. And just in case y'all hear Desire Dreams up in the building.
Yes, I'm back. I'm a little raspy. Because, you know, I'm coming down from a cold, so y'all got to excuse me. I ain't got my high-pitched voice going on tonight. maybe that's a treat for y'all.
Right. We've been smoking on that.
Mm-hmm. We getting a 93.1 FM here tonight. So maybe that's a treat. So, Miss Lily, how was your week? What was going on with you this week?
On my damn wrist, run my ice up on my neck, here wrist. Got your niggas still wild hair just like a bitch. When I been out rocking like this, only thing change what it is. Think all the way back to my high school years when there was no fame, no name, no game. Even had some of you niggas out calling me lame. I fell in love when I.
Alright, sorry about that, you guys. Okay, so we're gonna start over from the beginning. Go ahead, Desire.
So I asked Lily about Russell Wilson proposing to Ciara. And basically I asked her, like, does that give women, single mothers, does that give us hope to let us know that there's a Prince Charming that is willing to accept us no matter our past? So Lily was talking about, you know, how she never liked them together. And I can vouch for this because back in our Get Lit Friday days,
right.
She hated them together. Ooh, you was a hater. You was hating.
It's just that she knows her worth. And then she knows that young women are looking up to her and everything. They're looking at every mistake because she's in the limelight. They're looking at everything she does. And I felt like she stepped down from her pedestal. Yes, she's on the pedestal. Every woman should be on the pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she stepped down from her pedestal when she knew better in the first damn place.
Okay, hold on. So you said that she...
Because if she didn't knew better, she would have ended up, she would have got pregnant at 15.
But you...
She knew better.
But you said that she... Young women look up to her. So with her having a baby by Future and her having a relationship with Future, what image does that portray to young women?
Future already had, what, like 4 or 5 baby mamas?
4.
What the fuck? Like, they're looking like, okay, well, to some women that look at Ciara,
mm-hmm.
they were looking like, oh, okay, so it's cool because my baby daddy got 6 baby mamas.
Your boyfriend.
Right.
Because these people was before her.
Baby, right. Boyfriend or whatever, they're
mm-hmm.
looking at like it's okay. No, don't settle. That's what I say. Don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
She did make a mistake. I didn't like it from the beginning. Yes, she made a mistake. Okay, she jumped back on the pedestal. She's correcting it. So, I'm glad she's correcting it.
Okay.
I'm glad she's seen that she made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
you know. But those pointing fingers, those shaking that finger, that was me. And she should listen.
See, I'm a Future fan. You know, I don't care about your past. I don't care about how many baby mamas you had because it's me and you.
They should have never had a baby.
But they did, though.
But they did.
But Future had a...
Kids are blessings. I'm not trying to say she should have...
That was her wake-up call.
That was her wake-up call. But I felt like she could have had another wake-up call. She should have been more knowledgeable of what she was doing. She should have been more aware of what she was doing. Like, okay, you dating a thug. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Some women have to date different men to figure out what they like or whatever. But I just felt like she should have put more into it. Like, okay, so I'm going to make sure I practice safe sex. Or because he already has 4 kids or whatever. I don't know how many kids he has. He already has this amount of kids, and he has 4 baby mamas. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to be the 5th one, and then, you know what I'm saying, what if we break up? These questions should have been going past her head like that. You know, because she grew up and in the limelight, like I said, she knows, she should know this.
But for her defense, and I want you to be real,
okay.
When you get it and then hitting that spot, and he talking that talk to you that you want to hear, because I bet you what Future was saying to her, she never heard in her life. Okay? And then he hitting that spot at the same time. Like, how can you not be consumed in him and everything that's in him?
I mean, that's true, because I didn't have
him. I mean, let's be real.
I didn't have him. Yeah.
Because, like, I was thinking about this. I'm like, well, I got to talk about this, because a woman, it's not all about physically having sex with a woman. You can mentally have sex with a woman and have her all misconstrued to how she was born, how she was raised, how you talk about how her high pedestal. Nobody talked to her that way. Probably nobody warns the era like, oh, somebody about to come at you with some wooty woo woo that you ain't never known or heard, and you gonna get consumed in that.
Right.
So, like, I mean, I'm not downing her in Future, but that was definitely a wake-up call.
I mean, because, like,
remember
she dated Bow Wow.
Yeah, Bow Wow is a gentleman to me. Like, that's how, like, I see Bow Wow when he was 11.
Why wasn't it a mistake there?
Because her career was booming. When she met Future, What did Sierra come out with? I love the way you ride it. Hey, I love the way you ride it. With Ludacris, she on that bitch riding it. Ghost riding the D. All the girls in the club, ghost riding the D.
Right.
But she thinking about Future this whole time. Ghost riding.
Right.
You know, so.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, like, you know, some women, they make mistakes. I've been, like, from the beginning, it was like a mother of intuition or something. I don't know. It's
so,
like, don't do it. Maybe from my past. I'm like, bitch, don't do it.
She has to realize. But, like, congratulations to them. I'm so happy. Russell Williams sounds like definitely a big gentleman.
You know? Like I said, a lot of women, you know, look at that. Because she's on TV and famous and everything, they're actually looking at that. And from that, I just want women should not settle. Do not settle. And a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I mean, when I just look at a project, that's settled.
Mm-hmm.
They're settled. I know women that's still there. Like, they've either grew up down there and then got their own apartment and still live there, and they're grown as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They do not plan on moving or anything, and they still with the same nigga that got the baby mama three doors down.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just sharing this nigga. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Nice.
Y'all fight each other every damn week. Y'all just don't give a fuck. Because y'all settle. Y'all, it's more outside to the people, to some women that's in the project. It's more than the project. So the women that knows that's more than the project is just in the hood. It's more than just the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So the women that's on the outskirts is more just Cleveland.
Of course.
It's more than this city. It's more than the next city over.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than the next state over.
Is it a national, baby?
Go get some birth control and go on a goddamn trip.
Hey, it's international, baby. Like an international, baby? Because I like an international, baby.
Right. I mean, and from that, you know, I'm about to go ahead and play this Luke Nasty. That might be, since we were talking about Radmick.
I love the way you
Yeah,
that's fine.
You guys found some place. Way. Three. Hey.
One.
I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need to smoke, but she swear I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Is you rolling? I might be. You the shit, you the sugar, honey, iced tea. What I got a hint for? You know I'm a nympho. On my Marshawn Lynch, you know what I'm here for. Hey, ride through the city and get. Take you to the crib and have one hell of a night. It's ironic cause we on cloud. Girl, make up your mind, is you mine or you mine? Hey, any what I'm drinking, she got Remy in a cup. She break down the weed, I break down the dust. Body like J-Lo after she had enough. She called contact, now she's trying to fuck. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need to smoke, but she swear I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby. Okay, she told me she ain't never been. Baby, the weed lit. Let me take you on this trip. Just don't blow my. But you know what you can blow. Let me teach you how to roll so you can face one and get. Now that girl hungry, she done went and got the money. I just want some head and gift. Is that too much to ask? Let me pour you up a glass so you can get drunk and get. slide her panties to the side. Now she wanna ride, she on top and she said it's too. Hey, just take it slow, baby, let me take control. I got a feeling that you might be. Do I turn you on? You can tell me if I'm wrong. Girl, I think you might be. And she don't need smoke, but she swear I got that dope dick. Love it when I fuck her in them. Hey, hot sex is the best sex. Whenever she's stressed, she just wanna get. Well, get high, baby. Get high, baby.
Yo, we are back, Girl Power Radio, Get It Poppin' Radio Station.
Yes, Desire Dreams, and we have guests here. We told you guys that we were going to have a surprise for you, and our surprise is, can you please introduce yourself?
What's up, man? This is comedian Marcus Martin, all the way from Canton, Ohio, man. All the way around Ohio. Y'all know me, Cleveland. I've been here. What's up? How y'all doing?
This music man, Dapper Dan. All the way from Canton, you know, hold down Cleveland as well, though.
Okay. So, Marcus, how did you get into comedy?
Well, maybe getting into comedy was this, like, I love making people laugh, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I like making people smile, and it was a distraction at first in school, because that was my stage, you
that
know
was
going to
be my question. Like, how was it in school? I know. You got on your mama's nerves, the teacher's
right.
nerves.
Right. And Dapper Dan is my twin, right? So let me tell you whose nerves I got on. He was the one that was, he was so embarrassed, like, here he go again. He just put his head down. Yeah, man. So now it's a good thing. My mom said you was a fool in school, but now you're getting paid for it. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay,
Dapper Dan, how did you get involved in music?
I think there's the music all my life. My mom, you know, she told a story that, you know, we was crying as a baby, and she used to play Michael Jackson, and it would make us stop crying. So I think it was embedded in us, you know. And then every morning we woke up, my mom, her alarm clock was music, so you know, it just kind of instilled in me.
Mm-hmm. I feel that, like, coming from a background with music, like, when I used to get up in the morning, go to school every day, I used to have R. Kelly playing. Me and my family, my mom, my sister, we all be dancing.
Right.
Morning, R. Kelly getting ready for school, like, it wasn't nothing, you know.
Yeah, you did that definitely get your day started, man. The whole house be up and moving. Yeah, step in the name of love.
Hey.
Early in the morning, 6:30. Right.
Definitely doing that. Gotta get it popping.
Yeah.
So, Canton, like, so, what's the fan base like out like there? I mean, like out there for, like, I'm from Cleveland, so I really don't like Canton. I think, okay, I've been kicking it out in Canton. Like, we went to a warehouse and it was
Walmart.
Lit in that warehouse.
It
like it was going in that warehouse. Okay. We got home at like 4 a.m. and we was still going.
Yeah.
So like when I think of Canton, I think of like farm and you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel it from the time that I kicked it out there. So
right.
Like, what's your fan base like out there?
The fan base is definitely, they show love and support because, like you said, it's nothing to do. So when I throw a comedy show, ladies love to laugh, everybody comes support and they want to have fun. And that's what it's out, man. And they bring their ladies out, man. Fellas come and they have fun because, you know, thugs like to laugh too.
They be like,
right, under their breath.
You crying.
Right. Keep it going, fam. You better not talk about me. Yeah, you funny, dude. You funny, though. You funny.
Straighten it up real quick, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do it for everybody, man. And we have fun with it. So, ladies love to laugh. Marcus Martin, every time we do a show, people come out and support.
Okay. Dapper Dan, what's your fan base like out there?
Yeah, it's big. came in with two earrings in his ear, and immediately I wanted to tell him, like, yo, you know, take your earrings out your ear, but I didn't have the time to do it. So a couple of days after that, you know, my boss came in, and he's like, hey, you know, such and such. I'm like, you know, what's the point? He's like, he don't work for us no more. You know, so it's just flying straight, you know, knowing when the appropriate times to be a certain way, you know, mm-hmm. You got your J's and your B-boy outfit, you know, it's a place for it. Mm-hmm. You can't go to a corporate meeting smelling like weed and looking a certain way, you know, mm-hmm. You got to demand it, you know, so you got to live like money. So.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. Preach. Yeah. Lesson 101.
So, say you got your first music deal. Right. Five people that you want on your first mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
It can be local, worldwide, doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Lauryn Hill.
Oh.
Chance the Rapper. Andre 3000. Obviously, Jay-Z. And comedian Marcus Martin.
He gonna do the intro, the outro, the skit.
Yeah, I got you. Man. I got you.
Holla.
Yeah. I'm gonna do something on the DVD too for you.
I love when they incorporate that because Kevin Hart was on who was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mixtape, and it was mm-hmm. awesome. It was so funny.
Yeah,
I love
it. Kanye's first one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is a nice little. I wonder who, like, actually, like, hey, let me just incorporate this.
Because people like to laugh.
Yeah, it's all the same. Yeah. It's all the same, right? And that's where it comes from, like, us gathering around as a family and, like, us gathering around as, like, listening to music or just telling jokes, cracking on each other. It's all the same, you know, thing and same vibe, you know what I mean? So when you put it together, and especially with good music, and then people can laugh, it's like a great album. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's dope from front to back.
Excuse my knee, I like that it came from a kid's party.
Okay. All right.
All right,
sleepover.
Oh, okay, yeah, sleepover. So, I can't do that with my brothers, basically. And, you know, y'all got it. And that's why I believe you got to take care of your woman because happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, my girl, I take care of her. For Christmas, I got a Larry Vuitton purse. No, I got a Larry Vuitton.
A Larry Vuitton?
No, hold on.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
no, y'all judge. Don't judge me. There's a new one.
Yeah, right.
It feels like LV.
Right.
Right. It said an LV on it. I was like, it looked nice. It did, because she always talking about she want to be exclusive. She want to be the only one. I was like, it got a squirrel on it. You know, I got a squirrel, man. You the only one with a squirrel, Larry Vuitton purse. Official. I'm going to get her the assistant coach for real for her birthday. She keep playing. I'm going to get her the assistant coach for her. We'll hug her up, man. I love my woman, is what I'm trying to say. You got to take care of your girl, fellas. You know what I mean? For real. 2016, waste time. No, 2016, build. That's what it's about, man. So get you somebody and build. And cut all the games. Cut all the games, man. Girl Power Radio.
Hey. Exclusive on Girl Power Radio. That's where you only going to hear this, that freestyle comedian right here. Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Loved it. I'm about to give me a Larry Vuitton at Bracey's, not Macy's. Okay.
Nothing like it's what's the point, you know? I guess you're just getting fresh to be fresh, but you're liking the way she moves, and it's making it easier to approach her and, you know, have the right conversation.
Okay. Well said. So, all right, we're about to get into that. She moves from Dapper Dan and this Girl Power Radio. Kicking it with your girl, Ms. Lily.
Desire Dre.
Y'all can make sure y'all call in, you know, say something to our guests, say anything, 773-897-6229.
And where did you learn those vulgar jazz words? Your poor dead parents would turn over in their graves.
It's those jukebox records you listen to.
Dapper Dan.
Ooh, ooh, I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you groove.
I love the way that you groove.
I love everything about
the love I probably never know. I'm only being honest. School of hard knocks, I enrolled straight from college. Was sitting on my high horse, Mr. Dapper Dana. She told me that she speaks well, been working on my grammar. Both eyes bandit, both eyes slanted. She tell me that she fly, I say I'm fly as well, damn it. She moving her feet, shaking her hips, teasing my lick in her lips. I was just watching it all, moving like taking a trip. Well, ain't she groovy? Her life is like a movie. First impression, everything. She feeling that she human. With Mr. No Name, claws and let your go hang. Please take your shoes off, bitch, your perfect no frame.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you groove.
I love the way that you groove.
I love everything about it.
Ooh,
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you groove.
I love the way that you groove.
No
more moving like my shoes tight. Had to get my moves right. Dress code, new life. Groovy, baby, you right. Oh my, ain't that Mr. Bowtie? Ain't that he no longer speaking lately, acting so shy? I was performing. Top of the morning. Reason was playing, high in demand, the reason it's warming. Business plan, handle business, and I'm a businessman. Blowing money like I'm stacking money under the ceiling fan. Box car driving. Top car hiding, number running since I started running off consignment. I'm bumping the jukebox, bumping the Tupac, living the dream. I'm killing the scene. I am the new hot.
Ooh, I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you groove.
I love the way that you groove.
I love everything about it.
Ooh,
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you move.
I love the way that you groove.
I love the way that you groove.
I love everything about her.
I can't wait till the video come out, because I can't wait to see her move. That's a nice one, man. I like that.
Yeah, that was hot.
So, of course, like, in my head, when I hear good music, I always, you know, picture things in my head, which I feel a video should be like, what is that, 40s, the 40s, when they be flipping each other off?
Yeah, that's the vision.
That's my whole movement.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the goal. Yes,
she got you.
Yeah.
There
like the goal, even with the comedy, our goal collectively is to have the kids to agree a grandma come to the show, you know,
right,
what I mean, and enjoy it and buy.
Together,
that's gonna come out in the summertime. I actually have one out now called Don't Judge Me. It's on sale, you can get it. But it's going to be together. It's going to be a collective of, cause when I come out to my shows, I come out to his music too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's dope. People get to hear and they ask me like, who was that? And they get familiar with it through that. And, the DVD is going to, be a collective of his music and his shows and me together. Yeah.
So for the DVD, Don't Judge Me, where can people get that from?
you can get it from me.
How can they follow you? How will they know?
My
what's
mom,
your Instagram?
Right, right. Let me tell you, what's man. The Instagram is comedian Marcus Martin. Comedian_Marcus_Martin. Facebook, Marcus Martin. Follow my fan page at Comedian Marcus Martin. Everything, YouTube. Got videos on there, man. Yeah, so we working. Actually, I got a show tonight as soon as we leave here, man. So I'm working. I got a show April 2nd at Cleveland. I need y'all to come out. We in Akron with Bill Bellamy. I'm opening up for the homie Bill Bellamy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Mr. I put it like this. What
like
is he?
Bitches.
Yeah, Mr. How to be a player with Mr. Ladies Love to Laugh. You know what I mean? So that's going to be a great show April 2nd at the Akron Civic Center with Nouveau Entertainment. And I'm appreciative to be a part of that. So, yeah, I need y'all to come out, Cleveland, man. Because it's definitely all the women, all the girls that are listening right now. I know Bill Bellamy would appreciate it.
So the show tonight, where is that at?
That's actually in Canton.
So we got Canton listeners.
Yeah,
what's up,
Canton,
man?
Yeah, come on, come out.
Go?
We're at the L.A. Lounge. You can get your tickets at Jetson Radio on Rhapsody. Yeah, that's where we're at, L.A. Lounge tonight.
Okay.
At the L.A. Lounge. And we do shows there all the time. We got a show there April 22nd with the homie Joe Tour. So that's going to be dope. Man, I'm excited that he even coming to Canton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, right. To the warehouse. Right. So I appreciate that.
Okay. On a serious note, I'm going to ask both of you guys this, but I'm going to just, y'all both can answer at a time. Has there ever been a time where you had a moment where you wanted to give up? And if you did have that moment where you wanted to give up, what pushed you to keep on going?
For me, countless shows in the beginning, traveling 2-3 hours for free. But, you know, the perseverance, and sometimes people don't understand, like, you know, you're doing shows, I'm thinking you're making money, but they don't understand those free shows is the most important shows. They're definitely for a beginner comedian. You got to go out there and, I guess, pay your way, you know what I'm saying? So, and earn your respect to the top. So that right there is just like, just keep going, because I know it's going to change. And man, my first time I got $20, I was so appreciative. You know what I mean? Like $20 for doing comedy in somebody's living room. You know, I was so appreciative. So just knowing that it gets greater later, but just stay with it. Just stay. And I'm willing to travel. I'm willing to travel and go, because I know only me is going to stop me. You know, I feel like people ask me all the time, how do you get shows and you everywhere, you traveling? I'm like, it's just me and God. That's it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's it. It's just me and God.
So basically, so like what? I want to dig deep. Like, what kept you pushing? Like, were you reading the Bible verses every day? Like, what kept you going?
Watching other comedians. A lot of comedians went through the same thing. I remember reading the Steve Harvey book. It's called Act Like Success, Think Like Success. It's his new book now. And he talks about how he was homeless and slept in his car.
Right, right.
So who am I? You know what I mean? To not go to these shows for free and get, and he can even come here. Who am I?
Age, you know, he got there by himself. You know, before when me and him were doing music together, it was both of us, so we had to conquer stage fright together. But, you know, the fact that he'd get up there and doing it and making people laugh, I said, well, you know, I could get up there and do the same thing. And I just feel like, you know, we kind of got an advantage because we won, but two of kind. So, you know, we can kind of attack markets in different scenarios or different ways, but still, you know, have a greater chance of succeeding. So if he make it, it's just like I made it. If I made it, just like he made it, because we're both together. So.
Okay. So from hearing you, it sounds like your brother is your inspiration to keep on doing what you got to do. That's love right there. That's hot.
Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest, like when I was at Ohio State, I was kind of giving up on myself. And I'm sitting there watching this. It was a rap battle. And out of nowhere, they like, okay, up next is Marcus. And I'm like, what? I need to sign up for this. Like, you know, and he came out of nowhere, and it was him, but they said the wrong name. You know, I'm like, who's doing this battle? Like, you know, and you know, like, he wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, but for for the record, that's why I'm a comedian now. I'm going to say that. All
right,
go ahead.
They killed him in the battle. So I'm up front, and they know I'm his twin. So then he walk off, and I'm froze. So I'm sitting there like I ain't there. Like, you know, I'm not even breathing because I'm like, yo, this is embarrassing. I didn't even know he was signing up. I was like, we could have worked those raps together or something. But, you know, I think that was dope. Like, you know, like just the fact that he even did that, and I was afraid to sign up for it. And he come out of the blue and say, you know, Marcus, let's keep doing it. So
that's okay. Real.
That was nice.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Right, so we will have another song from Everdance.
Yes, sir.
Dancing shoes.
Yeah.
So this one, it's just a metaphor, but it's like everybody got that nice outfit or them shoes that they just want to put on, but never got nowhere to go to really wear it, you know? So it's just creating the mindset so maybe we can create a place where, you know, constantly we can go and be grown, but put our dancing shoes on and dance, you know, not stand on the wall. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right.
Play.
Go ahead and put on our dancing shoes real quick.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to Girl Power Radio on Get It Proper Radio Station with your girl Miss Lily.
Desire Dream.
Yeah. You know, call in at number 773-896-2.
Had I really gotten further as a dancer, you know, because I started out as a hoofer, but somewhere along the line I got into instruments and doing impersonations and this, that, and the other, trying to be, you know, Wonder Boy. Mm-hmm. And so the dancing
hit the
took
door, place. Coat, where we going, they don't have to know. Grab a drink and later hit the floor. Hit the stage, we're going to pack the show. I got my dancing shoes on. Got my dancing shoes on.
A little bit of Sammy Davis, a Pappy Mason, money, cars, and clothes, things they happy chasing. Drink out the mason jar, that was just adjacent. From the bar stool, we would carpool, try to face reality. Sometimes it's hard to, then it took you used to. Black and white shoes, old school, punky Brewster. Maybe I go all white, I'ma call it Harlem night. Piece up the pie, maybe if you take a smaller bite. I was Prince Charming, she was Cinderella. Dreams of performing, rocking no Coachella. Try the two-step well. Can do it better. Shoes made for dancing. Where this
hit the
is what
door,
I love.
Grab your coat. Where we going? They don't have to know. Grab a drink and later hit the floor. Hit the stage. We're going to pack the show. I got my dancing shoes on. I got my dancing shoes on.
Step approach, like we should take a toast. When you was only playing here, I was only coach. Vibing to the music like we the only folks. Feel, call it body heat, dancing with the ghost. Back when small things was everything and everything was nothing. Would you be appalled if my dancing shoes were jumping? Brighter day, looking very dapper, might I say. Second floor apartment just for me to hide away. Now it's packed on the scene, but that was just a guess. Sprays of cologne, that was just my best. Dressed to impress her, gum on the dresser. Had the cassette, dressing down, always dressed.
Hit the door, grab your coat. Where we going, they don't have to know. Grab a drink and later hit the floor. Hit the stage, we're going to pack the show. I got my dancing shoes on. I got my dancing shoes on.
What time of your show?
At 9.
Oh, you guys can leave by like 8:15. You want to, let's take some pictures.
Yeah, yeah,
while you playing the song.
Definitely.
We're back. Girl Power Radio.
Desire Dream.
Marcus Martin.
About to get into one song, come right back, and so y'all can get all the information so y'all can come out and support these guys.
Think you may need
what?
All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and then every night your Valentine. But
we try that we can be somewhere.
Yo, we are back.
Back like you never left. So we have Marcus and Dapper Dan in, and they're about to give you guys their social media information because Marcus has a show that he has to go to right now. So let's hear it, guys.
You ready?
You can get me on Instagram. I am Dapper Dan. On Reverb Nation, Dapper Dan. Facebook, Dapper Dan 14, I believe. Yeah.
And what up and coming events that you have going on?
Right now, it's just making the music. I had a show, but my agency was trying to reach out to me, but I don't feel it was the appropriate channels and what they were trying to do. So now I'm just trying to create my own avenue, you know, everything myself, shoot my own videos, producing my own music, and doing everything myself. So, if I got to go out there and pay my own money, it's what it is.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook, Marcus Martin. Actually, just Google comedian or comic Marcus Martin, and everything is there, you know, from YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat. Definitely follow me on Snapchat at Ladies Love to Laugh. That's Ladies LadiesLuv with the number 2 live, man. Hit me up. My Snapchat goes, man.
Okay, he got them credentials. He said Google me.
He said
me,
hit him on a DM.
Yeah,
Google
me if you want to know me.
Yeah, I mean, that's just simple. I had the website, and that was a lot simpler. Mm. But, so I was like, yeah, just do that, man. It's the best way to get everything of me.
Right. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming.
And thank
you
all for having us.
Some love, because it was really great talking to you guys. So thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Okay, thank you. I see you lost some weight. Okay.
I can whip and brick a whole chicken dinner back. Hit them folk. Yeah. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hey. Hit them folk. Yeah. Diamond nigga spend a whole sip of flipping. Yeah. Hit them. them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond niggas spend the whole zip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Junkie hit my line, say he got the ticket. No, I gotta hit him. I trust him to the game, not with foolish games, so it's not a scrimmage. I come with the killer, shooting off the glass, dunking the nigga. Bitch, I run a jungle, never gorillas. We came up out the jungle, was a chinchilla. But I forced me to flip, I backhand a bitch with force in the whip. Got him staring at the Porsche, I was this. Damn, 700 horse in the whip. Got a problem with you. Cycles for the pair, five on the shoe. Say I get him next to God with the goo. If the pussy good, I buy her a Jew. Hit them folk. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
I can whip a chicken, tell me how you want it. Phone jumping, ringing early in the morning. In my side, bitch, and it ain't even money. Oh, shit. Yeah. Main bitch sucking on me while I'm yawning. I just want the money, I just want the money. Money started calling, then I started coming. Oh, kinda. I walk in the trap, then I dab in the trap. That white girl, they got me the feeling like Goldie the Mac. My runner be running them back. They sprinting like runners on track. I hit on them foes, then I dab. Move pounds of OG, I got cash. Like here on your lip, I'm a stack.
Hit them folk. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
That money's my miss. Just me and that bowl in the kitchen. Nothing like niggas with dips. Made a step out, put that hoe in submission. Can't even keep count of this money we get. All these diamonds, I want all the attention. Brand new desert, got the clip in the stitch. I'm the hot when my niggas is dimming. You see me, I'm dripping. I pull up, then hop out like bam. War, I got rich off of grounds. From the land, aka Vietnam. The king and I mean it, she throw it, I swing it. A pro with the yellow, I live it, you dreaming. No love for disloyal ones, no, I don't need it. I bring it, I do it, bitch, hop off my feet.
Hit them folk. I'm gonna hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flipping. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Junkie hit my line. Diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I could whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I could whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
I can whip a chicken, damn it, how you want it? Phone jumping, ringing early in the morning. In my side, bitch, and it ain't even money. Oh, shit, shit, yeah. Main bitch sucking on me while I'm yawning. I just want the money, I just want the money. Money started calling, then I started coming. Oh, kinda, I walk in the trap, then I dab in the trap. I dab in the that white girl, they got me the feeling like Goldie the Mac. Yeah, my runner be running them fast. They sprinting like runners on track. I hit on them foes and I dab. Move pounds of OG, I got cash. Like here on your lip, I'm a stack.
Hit them folk. I'm gon' hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk. Watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk. Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk. Diamond niggas spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folks. Watch me hit them folks. Hit them folks. I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
That money's my mission. Just me and that bowl in the kitchen. Nothing like niggas with different. Made a step out, fuck that hoe with submission. Can't even keep count of this money we get. All these diamonds, I want all the attention. Brand new desert, got the clip in the stitch. I'm the hot when my niggas is dipping. You give me, I'm dripping. I pull up, then hop out like bam. War, I got rich off of grams. From the land, aka Vietnam. The king and I mean it, she throw it, I swing it. A pro with the yellow, I live it, you dreaming. No love for disloyal ones, no, I don't need it. I bring it, I do it, bitch, hop off my feet. Pray.
Hit them folk, I'm gon' hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner. Hit them folk, Michi hit them folk. Hit them folk, diamond nigga spend the whole sip of flip it. Hit them folk, watch me hit them folk. Hit them folk, I can whip a brick a whole chicken dinner.
You already know what it is.
Shout out to Cleveland.
Say what?
Southside.
You know what I do.
You already know what it is. Know what we're doing here. Mac, I see you. Swole.
Yeah. Pull up on you. Pull up on you.
Skirt.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. I pull up on them serving each and every day. I am only real and I don't know the fate. Swerving to 190 in the interstate. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake.
City shake. I can make the city shake. I can make the city.
shake. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. Southside of the Mad Dog. Money spot where I'm a Mad Dog. On the move, yeah, supersonic. Supersonic boy, head chalk. I'm the truth, I'm telltale. My game on lock like a jail cell. Hit your block like a mailman. Round around like a Ferris wheel. Ride to your city, yeah, ride in my city. Yeah, acting like nothing can happen. I'm like a fire, you wanna put out, but you cannot. What takes but the flame of a dragon? What takes but the flame of a dragon is just a reminder you're playing with fire. Heat up the city and I make the city shake like the washer and dryer. I pull up on them serving each and every day. Woo! I am only real and I don't know the fake. Swerving doing 90 in the interstate. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I can make the city shake. I could drop a bomb and make the city shake. I can make the city shake. Hey, it's your boy, say motherfucking war, man. Make this shit look so motherfucking easy. You know what I mean? Say war, man. Map shit. Money and power. Southside shit. Shout out the east side. Shout out the west side. Uptown.
Solid, but chasing these dreams ain't an option. Tell them, cinco, double, uno, nigga, you know what it is. TV, your religion, nigga, it is how you live. 30, need a word up in this bitch, we do it big. My goons living good like they should, and you know this, man. Talking your shit while I'm stacking up. Nigga, find you some cause you been lacking, but I ain't got no worries, I've been backing up. All these little groupies, they be nagging us. It ain't really not it to be bragging, but I gotta let you niggas know I'm repping Akron. And it's never too much representing what I love, I got it. And everything good, I'm just stunting, stacking hundreds. Why you grunting? Cause I'm good. I hope you understood. I don't need you. I got people fine with single. It's all good. And everything good. Catch me rolling with my woes is low, but surely got it good. I wish a nigga would try and stop me, pinch or not me, or my past. Funny how all you niggas started cause I've been real. All you niggas mad because I've been true. Trying to find your way up in my mental. But your crew is number two like a pencil. It's all good. You know we living good.
I'm the plug now. Me and my dogs been tight forever. Shit, we blood now. I'm in the trenches putting the work. Boy, we got it from the dirt. East side of Cleveland, I be slide. Bunch of young niggas from the dirt and now we shine. Who ain't getting money, baby? Look at all these diamonds. Rollie presidential on my wrist, perfect timing. Started on the corner, started with a coda. They just came across the border. You can come and place your order. Everything you like about your woman, I just taught her. Young rich Porter turned the sixes to the Carter. Bunch of young niggas from the gutter getting money with my brothers. Fuck the police, they can't touch us. Fuck these niggas, they can't touch us. Never change, still the same nigga. You ain't with that trigger play, quiet lame nigga. I'm the realer, see me hop up that Harley. It's just me, myself, and Ruger. Boy, gunny, even turns your little brother to a shooter. I don't get mad, I'm just getting to the moolah. Young and dressed in all these diamonds, I'm a blessing to my jeweler. Hold up, we don't need no ruler, only whole thing. Pulling Benjis out the pockets of these ball man. I'm the one that made the bad bitches hit the floor. So the story ass around for me, drop it low. I ain't the killer, but the pussy. So to bend it over, pop the pussy. Head down, and she throw it. Show the bad, and she know it. Started on the corner, I'm the plug now. Me and my dogs been tight forever, shit, we blood now. I'm in the trenches, putting the work. Boy, we got it from the dirt.
Got an ass for a nigga with some money. I said, go and shake that ass for a nigga with some money. Work. Julian, this motherfucker, tell them niggas what now. Let me be straight from the day with some butt shots. Hopping out the Benz, we done made it out the basement. Feds on the heels, trying to clear up us like Blake Griffin. Junior the Don, six chains on me. Got your bitch saved in my phone as a homie. Make the Marcella, stress no laces. 100 niggas see with 10 drops on their faces. This is celebration, we bringing back the real. A good day in the hood, cause ain't nobody get killed. 10 bottles of the Deuce, 5 of the Trone. Two free chasers, he the one that put us on. Come. I ain't the killer, but the pusher. Told her bend it over, pop the pussy. Pop the pussy. Head down and she throw it. Shorty bad as she know it. Started on the corner, I'm the plug now. Me and my dogs been tight forever, shit, we blood now. I'm in the trenches putting the work. Boy, we got it from the dirt. Yeah.
Yo, we are back. It's your girl, Miss Lily.
Desire Dream.
In the motherfucking building.
I mean, we had some great guests on just now. So, for y'all that was tuned in to us, thank you so much because the guest that we had on was really popping, like twins, and they both in the, you know, entertainment business together. I think that is really dope.
I know. That was just like yin and yang.
They don't look like twins, though.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
That was awesome, though. Like how both of them, you know.
Mhm. Both of them what?
In the industry like that. They, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not one of them be like, hey, I got a regular job. Another one like a musician or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, they're both pursuing something that they love.
And the thing that stuck out to me the most is when the brother was like, his inspiration was his brother. I was like, oh, I'm about to cry this bitch. Oh, man.
That was awesome.
So, but those of y'all that's just tuning in, we had Marcus Martin in. He's a comedian. And we had his twin brother, Dapper Dan, in. And he's an entertainer. It seemed like he was rapping and singing. So,
right.
Like, he's a combo of what we need. And his music was really dope. It's not like, you know, fuck them bitches and we got chains and bands in the bank. So it's definitely something different, something that people can relate to. And basically, it seemed like all genres can listen to it as well.
Yeah.
So if y'all looking at our Instagram, at Miss Lily's Instagram, so it was some suicide holler, hit them folks. So it's only right that we had to dance to it. So suicide, listen.
Hey,
we support you too, so you better put us up on your Instagram.
Hey, Shoe. You better put us up there.
Okay.
I love saying it like that. Hey, Shoe. Because it always brings me back to that video. That Shoeside and Miss Crazy T did together called A Piece of My Love. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a dope ass video. You
okay.
Ever seen it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you got to see it. That All was right. a dope ass video. It was like man, you just gotta listen to it. The shit, it's a remix of Piece of My Love. You know how people sample music, mm-hmm. they sample the Piece of My Love, but they rap in it, and that shit was dope as fuck. Like, I love that fucking video.
Okay,
I want to be in that goddamn video, man. Like,
you know, I love to support Cleveland, so just looking at different videos, of course, like, that's hot to be. Definitely love when people just follow their dreams and do what they gotta do.
Exactly, and I mean, she's doing his goddamn thing. He's fucking global.
Yes, hit them folks. Like, he got people from all across the United States sending in their videos and then dancing to it. I think that is so hot with all the kids and everything dancing, looking all cute as shit.
I know.
Definitely a big one, Shoe. You definitely, that's a humble person. Like, he has his own style and he sticks to it. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't, you know, be. He's not consumed with everybody else. Like, he really sticks to his own style, though.
Right.
When he be in the bathroom, like, when he first, like, he was in the bathroom.
Right.
Rapping in the mirror. Like, I remember that Shoe. So, definitely shout out to you.
Thank you.
You saying that like, oh, that's that video, huh? Oh,
yeah. Because okay. You know, in the video, she had a crush on him and stuff. So, he called her and she was like, hey, Shoe.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we got the Anatomy Ultra Lounge going on tonight with DJ Ball upstairs.
DJ Ball
doing his thing, and also Coco Z at Weeze Lounge, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, we got two things popping off tonight for those of y'all that's listening.
That don't know, and if y'all want to perform, make sure y'all hit up DJ Ball.
Yeah. For those that don't like to go downtown and, you know, want to stay up the way, go see DJ Coco Z tonight at the Weeze Lounge. For those of y'all that want to go downtown and turn up and look sexy and all of that, you know, you got DJ Ball. So, definitely going down.
You ever had a burp in your chest and when you come out?
Sometimes, but not on the radio. I'm really loving my voice right now.
What do you think it's like?
I think it's like TJ, like T-Bobs or something like that. Like, I'm right. like I'm crazy. That's cool. <in this
shit. laughs> Somebody finna be sad.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my niece. I mean, not my niece, my cousin. She's like my niece. Shoot, I haven't had her since she was born. Amaya, her 10th birthday. I love you. I just came from her birthday party. It was lit. She had a Sunday to sing. And like my cousin, love to dance. So that's all them little girls was doing was dancing. And they could dance. Like, they was doing everything.
You should have played Hit Them Folk for
They was doing everything. Everything was a dance competition, soul train line, who could dance the best. Like, that's all it was just straight dancing. That's just crazy. Like, I wonder if, like, we was younger like that, our parents would put us on the spot, like, do that one dance. Let's leave it in the hallway.
Right.
Like, Ma, come on, man. You know, we do that at home. Oh, you know how to do that.
Now, before I
used to
be my daughter, I'm like, do it.
You can't be putting them on the spot like that. But shout out to her. She's 10 years old. That was a fun time. So, anything else going on? Chill.
No.
No. Welcome back to Girl Power Radio. Each and every Saturday, 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Yeah. Okay, so, let's talk about exposure. Okay, so last week, Kim Kardashian posted the naked pictures of her. What was y'all take on that?
What naked pictures?
She put up naked pictures of her whole. I just want to know your take on this. So Amber Rose was doing an interview, and she kind of she compared herself, not tried to, she compared herself to Beyonce. So this is what this is what she said.
Okay.
She said, "I don't know how me, Amber Rose, and Kim Kardashian get bashed for posting naked pictures or being a stripper or making porn videos or whatever, however they came up. When Beyonce is on stage, half naked, popping, dancing. So why isn't she put in the same category as we are?" How do you feel about that? How can she even compare herself to Beyonce?
She jealous.
I don't
even think there's a comparison there.
That's how she was trying to portray it. Like,
there's
you can't.
Like, this is like, it's like total opposite of the world. It's like two different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
I think, like, she was trying to say, like, we're all entertainers, and why can't we be taken? Like, okay, I know, like, Beyonce sometimes comes out in leotard.
What do Amber Rose do?
She's a promoter. She has a book. She has clothing line. She has eyewear.
I don't even ever know what she did.
Yeah.
I just know her from dating celebrities.
Well, she dated Kanye West, but at that time she was a stripper. But she branded herself from that and branched off and made money through different companies by branding herself as far as different franchises. So she's definitely a smart entrepreneur. But how she came up in the game was being a stripper, dating Kanye West. And I feel as though, like, she could never compare herself to Beyonce, because Beyonce has been an entertainer since she was 7 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Going on America Has Talent, you know, at such a young age. And in her video, I don't know if you ever saw her, called I'm a Grown Woman.
And then she did start off as a stripper.
Right. And I feel like for her saying that, like, oh, my God.
You're not even on that pedestal, boo-boo.
Thank you. How she can even compare herself to, like, and then I think it's fake, like how, well, me and Kim Kardashian, but you were just talking about her husband having, you putting your fingers in his boot.
We mentioned it, strippers. Cardi B, I just want to say, I love you, Cardi B.
Ah.
Right. She's so fucking funny. She real.
got no money. All that shit. Who gonna let me in? Who gonna let me in? Your girl, Miss Lele.
You hear this, Daddy? She's trying to go to freeway, Daddy.
Right. Shit.
I definitely think that's hot. Like, anybody.
On a meter.
I'm not trying to down no woman.
I'm trying to reach out for her people. See if I can get her interview before she goes.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not trying to, like, down nobody how they get their bread. How you get your bread is how you get your bread. But I feel like if you in the music industry, if you in any entertainment, you can look up to people.
Right.
But you should never, ever compare yourself to somebody else because that makes it seem like you're not confident in yourself.
True that.
You know, you're not confident in your craft if you got to compare yourself like, oh, you know, we'll be on this radio show, we doing this, but I'm about to compare myself to this radio station or this radio house.
Right.
Like, no, we confident in what we do, so we don't have to compare ourselves to nobody else. So, definitely on that. That was crazy. But did you vote on Tuesday?
I sure did.
Yeah. I mean, what's your feelings? I know, like, a lot of people don't want to talk about politics because that's, like, a very sore subject to talk about. But in your views of that, like, where do you see the country going?
I'm the queen of the shit, queen of the shit. Two S's in the O, yeah, chunk in this bitch. You ain't fucking with you, good suck my click. See a hand from the back of that bench, whoa. And I'm heavy as a kid, trying to get that motherfucker hoobie laying on my wrist. All my bitches pretty, we pretty in this bitch. Keep a 40 backseat, underseat, coupe shit. Ha, okay, no way. Set a set of bitches up, no entree.
All right, so we're talking about politics. And I said, I was in the states that Trump won. Maybe they kicked us off because I said that. They're racist too. But if I was in any other states Trump won, I would fucking move.
It bothers me as far as it seems like people are uneducated on how to really make it in America. Let me just say this. It doesn't matter. Who's the president? Who's in term? Because in America, the one thing that people always know is that you can make money. You can make money here any way that you want to. People from different countries almost die to come here just to make money, to build their own businesses. How we have the Indians, the Africans, all these foreigners coming over here and making money. Because that is something that's one thing in America that you can always do no matter who you are, no matter what you are. And it just bothers me as far as how uneducated people are to latch on to ignorance. And it's hurtful. Like, when I see certain people, like, fighting and things like that, like, how can you, what is your opinion so strong that you literally have to fight one person for?
Right.
Not a whole city or a whole state for. You're fighting one person for how you feel. And that one person that you're fighting is not going to change the way that I think. You know what I'm saying? And it also hurts to see, like you said, how people really feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll never change how I feel about a different race or how I feel about a certain person because it's all in your heart. You cut me, I'm going to bleed just like how Donald Trump bleed. My blood is still red.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just we have different skin tones, and that's not hard to see. Everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. Everybody can make money how they want to make money. That's the only thing in America that's real, is getting money, flat out. And I commend Arizona right now because they boycotted him from even coming into rally. They shut down the highway. This is going on right now. This happened maybe like 3 hours before I came in here. They shut down the highway. I mean, people are speaking because they don't want that ignorance. And as far as Arizona to do something like that,
Arizona's pretty racist, okay? From what I have seen, you know, Arizona is a predominantly white state, and they have a lot of immigrants there as well. And that's one thing that Donald Trump is very, he has his mind set on is controlling the immigrants. But they shut down the highway, so we couldn't even talk.
That don't make no sense. Like, what makes him feel like they need control?
I mean, he probably thinking it as a way that they're taking.
He act like it's a fucking straight off.
They're taking jobs away from other Americans, but like I said,
those Americans should get the fuck up off their goddamn ass and go get the goddamn jobs in. Like, well,
that's
as easy as that.
Like, just like I said, everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. So, depending on what you do with your time.
They mad because they didn't think of it first. That's what the hell it is.
Yeah, but I definitely commend Arizona because that's the big thing. Arizona is definitely, just like how Ohio is, how they wanted, how Donald Trump, if he would have won Ohio, that would have been his primary vote, but he didn't win Ohio, and Arizona is the same way. If he would win Arizona, Arizona would be that primary vote for, you know, him being going forward in the election. So it just bothers me how everybody is segregated and how people really feel, like you said. It's sad. But
I mean,
it's true.
Like, the crazy part is, like, a lot of people, you always hear it on TV, on the news and stuff, like, oh, you know, racism is still alive, boom, 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 boom. I actually, it surprised the shit out of me to actually see it. Like, I hear it a lot, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe two out of 10 people, you know, is racist, you know, and come to find out it's like fucking 9 out of 10 people is racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell? Where y'all motherfuckers come from, folks? In y'all head, every time y'all look at me, every time I went somewhere and y'all actually looked at me, y'all motherfuckers was thinking some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, wow, this shit is goddamn crazy. It kind of scares me,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, what is y'all doing for real? Like, are y'all actually doing all this stuff for real? Like, y'all actually putting these guns and stuff in our hands for us to kill each other? Y'all actually, the police, certain police officers actually shooting us on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really thinking this shit is, like, for real now. Like, this shit is true. Like, because at first, I'm just, like, not saying that I didn't think it was true because it happened, but I didn't think it was the main cause was racism.
And that's another thing, because whites are now becoming a minority. You know, they're a minority, so they just want control back as far as the country. You know, so that's another thing. I remember when I was 11 years old, I first experienced racism. It wasn't on me. It was my cousin. My cousin, he's real dark. He's a dark-skinned guy, and I never forget, we was at Kmart in Columbus, and we was getting slushies, and we was about